The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, here on the beautiful Isle of Vashon, Washington. Glad you're with us today, all of you shiny, happy people. If you guys were ever curious what the theme of my show is, the artist is R.E.M., and the song is Shiny, Happy People. In fact, that's kind of the reason I named this or used that theme for my intro is because back in the day, because the song itself is probably 35 years old, I had a couple of songs that were kind of inspirational to me and had kind of inner meaning. And this was one of them. I started seeing people and I'd hang around people that looked like shiny, happy people. And, you know, we are kind of a product of our environment. So I started hanging around people that were positive, that were outgoing, that seemed happy. And that in turn kind of changes your own lifestyle. Like I said, you're a product of your environment. Thank you for joining us today. Tom Walston, your host every Tuesday at 1:30 for Adventures in Recovery. And one of the other songs I used to listen to that gave me kind of a, oh, I guess you'd say some inspiration spiritually, and that's back way back when Michael Jackson made a song popular called The Man in the Mirror. And the whole point of that song was, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look in the mirror and make that change. In other words, change comes from within. Well, I'm happy to say that today we have a very interesting guest that I'm going to be introducing in just a moment. And she comes from Vashon Youth and Family Services, and her name is Glory Busick, and she's going to be with us right after this. enjoying this beautiful Tuesday afternoon with the beautiful sounds of Martin Denny. He has been with us for a while, and I kind of like him because he's got this kind of exotic, tropical vibe to his music, which is kind of appropriate for Vashon Island. Well, the next coming weeks, I want to start focusing a little bit about giving our youth on the island some airtime and talking about some of the things that are going on the island that generally the public doesn't sometimes really know all about. So join me in welcoming Glory Busick on the show today.
Hi, everyone.
Good to have you here, Glory. And Glory's position with Vashon Youth and Family Services is being, well, originally the title was Special Projects Coordinator, correct, Glory?
Yes.
And now it's transformed into?
Outreach and Engagement Coordinator. Before, Vashon Youth and Family Services only had one person on the Outreach and Engagement team, so it wasn't quite a whole program yet officially, but we have transitioned to be a team of two. So now I am the Outreach and Engagement Coordinator.
Nice. And another thing too is over the last couple of years, we've incorporated a lot more activities for youth, would you say?
Yes. This Friday is First Friday, as I'm sure many of you know.
Ooh.
We will have a multisensory youth art show at the Heritage Museum, starting at 5:30 p.m. is the opening reception. And this is a partnership with Orbit Youth Space. Mm. We have a program called Holding Space that has both a disability justice club and a queer culture club that meet every other week. Disability justice club is on Tuesdays and queer culture club is on Wednesdays. They alternate. And this art show is part of Disability Justice Club. And we'll have some youth at the art show. We'll have free snacks. You'll get to touch the art. This exhibit has signs that say, please touch, instead of many museums that say, do not touch.
Oh.
So that's fun. And there's also art that's based off of some of the youth's favorite songs. And there's QR codes to listen to the songs. It's a multisensory experience.
Very interesting. So have you gotten a little preview glimpse of some of the projects so far?
Yeah. So I helped lead a few sessions of workshops that helped lead to this art show. We did tactile art. So art that you can feel. We also did scented watercolor, so painting with spices and teas.
What?
We have one of those at the show too. And then the last session we did was synesthesia painting.
What is that?
So basically synesthesia is when you experience multiple senses at once.
Synesthesia.
Yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Synesthesia.
So if you hear a song, you might see colors associated with that song. Or if you think of a color, it might have a taste to you. Like you might associate a color with a taste. I don't have synesthesia, so that's my understanding of it. But for this activity, it was to learn about synesthesia and try to practice like what that could look like.
Interesting. So let's say, for instance, you see something bright yellow, you get a sensation of lemon or of tartness. Or something like that? Am I kind of on track with that? Or?
Yeah, maybe. I think so. I think my main understanding of it is when you listen to a song and then you can see what the song looks like in colors and in patterns, which is really cool. So there's a lot of artists that use their synesthesia to make art. And that was kind of this practice, was they all chose a song and then painted what they think that song looks like through colors and patterns.
Synesthesia. Sounds very therapeutic.
It does.
So do you host actual workshops where people can do hands-on and create art?
Yes. So we have, like I said, we have those clubs. And I help, some of them are youth-led and some of them are more me-led, I guess, adult-led. But for April, we have some upcoming on Wednesday, April 1st. That's tomorrow. These are all from 4 to 5 p.m. at Orbit, open to middle and high schoolers. We'll have a youth-led queer punk fashion activity. What?
A youth group queer punk fashion show.
Yes. Well, it's just we're learning and making queer punk fashion, but we're leading to a fashion show during Pride Street Dance in June. So we're doing multiple activities to lead up to them making their own outfits that represent them as queer youth on island.
Well, Glory, I'm here to tell you that could be trend setting on the island. You might see people dressing a lot more creatively, maybe right after Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
We also have upcoming in April, on Tuesday, April 7th, next week, we'll be doing accessible board and card games. So I ordered a bunch of games that are more accessible for different needs. I ordered Uno that is brailled, and Twister that has all the different colors have different shapes on them so you can feel the different colors. Oh, also good for if you're colorblind, and a few other games. So that will be fun.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this world is becoming a lot more diverse, and it's about time.
For sure.
Sweet. And these are all held up at O Space, is that correct?
Yes, Orbit Youth Space.
Orbit Youth Space. And for those of you that are not in the know, of course, just about everybody knows where O Space is, but for those that don't, do you want to describe that, you would think?
Yeah, it's if you go up 188th a little bit, like past Sawbones, and then when you go past Sawbones on 188th, you take a left, and then you walk or drive or bike or take a horse, maybe?
we see a few of those on the island,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's possible. A go-kart. You go up that street, and then you arrive to O-Space, and Orbit is on the right side of the building.
Got to keep Vashon weird.
It's true. You never know.
In a really good way.
You could pogo stick to Orbit.
You know, I think you're giving a few people some ideas out there, Glory. Hey, what a fun job you must have. How did you get involved with this?
Yeah, so I was originally hired just for a little baby grant that was 10 hours a week, very part-time on the child care project on island, and expanding access to child care. And then basically other people at Vashon Youth and Family Services said, we have some other projects that you could work on, or we have other grants that are not being utilized as well as they could be. And so basically I just stepped into that. My job did not exactly exist before. So it's very creative and fun. And I get to just listen to what the youth want to do and try to make that happen. I like to say, especially for like the punk fashion activity and things like that, I don't know a lot about punk fashion. So I'm like, tell me what you need. I'll buy it. I'll schedule it. And you can have that space. And that's why it's called Holding Space also, the big program.
God, what a great program. Because, wouldn't you say one of the biggest voids in being a teenager is the feeling that you haven't been heard?
Or
you express your needs and it's okay, all right, we'll get to that. But you're actually doing it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
That's got to be. So are you helping facilitate the fabrics and everything that some of the participants are going to need for the fashion show?
We contracted with Kavi Rana. Kavi Rana works at Anirana sometimes, but went to school for sustainable fashion, I believe, has studied in Italy and a few other places, but is a young person on island. And it's really exciting to be able to make this connection for youth on the island, because some of them want to go to fashion school. A lot of the youth at Orbit are really into getting clothes at Granny's and then bringing them in and upcycling them. So it's nice to be able to bring in more connections for them. So Kavi is helping us do three workshops. We did one a few weeks ago that was on sewing basics and alterations, learning how to get comfortable using a sewing machine, things like that. We'll be doing later in April, designing patches activity with Kavi, and then we'll be doing a fabric manipulation activity in May, which sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. In fact, it sounds like something I have no idea what we're talking about.
It's basically, I don't know, manipulating fabric to make it look different than it is.
Going to Granny's is a wonderful way to start that.
It's true.
And a huge thank you and shout out to Granny's for all they do on the island. And the proceeds, in case you don't know, the money that Granny's takes in is distributed to a lot of social services on the island. So I personally just want to give a big shout out to Granny's. And I'll tell you what, it might be used, but we'll say gently used. And you can find some really cool, one-of-a-kind items at Granny's. And it's not just clothing. Books, music, movies. Those are three things that just come to my mind right away. Glory?
A lot of the youth like to find toys or little trinkets at Granny's. They were talking about finding a Smisky, like one of those little blind box capsule toys in the little free, very inexpensive toy bin. And that was very exciting.
No kidding. What a find. Cool. And just a little shout out about Granny's. The day for drop-offs is, do you have that information handy?
I don't. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I kind of put you on the spot there. So we got that going on, those items going on. And do you have something called Be There coming up?
Yeah, Be There is a community campaign that we're starting. Our first event is painting a bee rock at the Vashon Library next week on Thursday, April 9th from 2 to 4. And Be There is a community campaign about being there for each other and community care and connection. So this is the first activity for all ages, just to paint a rock to look like a bee, write an inspirational word on the back, and then hide it somewhere in the community for someone to find, just to bring a little joy to their day.
What a fun thing to do. It's one of those deals where it kind of keeps giving back. You can collect them, or you can rehide it for somebody else to find.
That would be so fun.
No kidding. And when is that?
It is Thursday, April 9th from 2 to 4 at the Vashon Library. It's over spring break, so if you need an activity for your kid or for yourself, it's a good time to come by.
Now, maybe I missed this, but is this a BYOR, bring your own rock?
It's not. We will have rocks, but if you have a rock that you think would be a great bee body, bring it. We'll have the paint, we'll have snacks, we'll have all the supplies, but would love to see some rocks that you bring in. Maybe we'll have a really big bee.
Fun. That's great. What other thing was I going to ask? Well, what else did you want to share about some of the things that are going on here up in O Space, or just generally speaking?
We have, some of you may know, we have Adventures with Movies and Emotions, which is a free monthly movie. The next movie that we have is The Hours, and it will be on April 14th at 5:30 p.m. at the Vashon Theater. And it's all free Mighty Mouse, free pizza, free movie. Really, there's no reason to not come.
And the fun part about it is it's for all ages. Bring your family, bring your friends. It's a cheap date because the popcorn's free, the soda's free, the candy's free, the movie's free. And we follow it up with free pizza from Mario's and a discussion with some of our counselors from Vashon Youth and Family Services. And I got to tell you, ever since we started this, thanks to a grant from King County, it's becoming more popular every single time we have another show. We started out with 28 Days with Sandra Bullock. That was a great discussion after that. And the nice part about it is you show up at 5:30. The movie starts shortly after, but people start lining up outside. So join the crowd. It doesn't get to the point where you're not going to get a seat. That's the beauty of Vashon Theater. The seats are really comfortable and they're spread out enough to where people can really enjoy a nice evening out and a cheap date.
It's true. I've seen a lot of new movies from this also. I've never seen The Hours. It should be exciting.
I have not seen The Hours either. And in fact, I really don't know much about it. I like to do my homework ahead of time, maybe go watch the trailer of the film or read up a little bit about it before I get there. But these movies that we have been very thoughtfully chosen, usually by our counselors, to create some sort of emotion or some sort of feeling. For instance, A Monster Calls.
Yes, that touched a lot on grief and making the conversation around grief accessible for all ages, which I think was really important and needed in the community because there's been a lot of conversations about grief lately and grief support. And so it was really nice. We had a really great conversation after with all ages. And some of the most beautiful parts of that conversation, I think, came from a kid. So that was really great to hear.
Interesting. What a great outlet for people to voice their feelings and get feedback from professionals in the field.
Yes.
All for free. So it's not too soon to start promoting Strawberry Festival. As soon as the sun is coming out, like it has been lately, I don't know about you, but I start thinking about summertime. Strawberry Fest, yes, it's going to happen again this year. And yes, we are going to be having Teen Jam as well. I know that's not exactly one of your projects, but I think you can share a little bit about kind of what that's all about.
Yeah, Teen Jam is basically a concert for teenagers. So it's all the performers are teens on the island and they get paid for their time too, just like a regular musician. It's really exciting. And I know that they're always looking for musicians early. So if you're interested, feel free to reach out and we can get you connected to the right people.
And when she says reach out, sometimes it's just nothing more than going on to the website for Vashon Youth and Family Services, which is as simple as VYFS.org. You'll find all the information there that you'll need. And if you need more information or if you want to hear any of our shows replayed, and I'm talking about Adventures in Recovery, all of the episodes are all on the website. So you can replay something for someone or when Glory gets home, she can say, hey, folks, you want to hear me on the radio?
Yes, everyone loves hearing their own voice played back.
Well, some of us do. I hated it the first time. It's like, don't play that. But you know, we're our own worst critic, either best or worst, depending on how you want to look at it. But it does intimidate a lot of people.
Yeah, you listen to yourself and you're like, do I really sound like that?
Well, you've got a great voice for radio and it carries over really well. That's why I love having you as a guest whenever we have the opportunity. And we're going to close it out in a little while with more from our good friend Glory. And I'm trying to cue up this song here, but we're going to hear more about this in just a couple minutes. Thank you. Martin Denny. Just playing my part in keeping Vashon weird. Just a little bit of FYI on Martin Denny. You know all those tropical bird sounds and everything? Those are all done by humans and musical instruments.
Impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. So anyway, that's what that is. And I want to just thank our guest today, Glory Busick. If you have any more questions, can they contact you via the website, Glory?
Yes. You can also email me. My email is gbusic@vyfs.org.
Glory Busick, thanks again for being with us here on Adventures in Recovery here at KVSH Vashon, your listener-supported Island Connection.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get this going here for everybody. And thanks again. And just try to remember to ask yourself, who have you helped today?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the sun in the sky. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clouds so high. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the whispering wind. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the birds in the spring.